From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. After a mere 40 days, a new General Motors is out of bankruptcy. But the company still faces a host of challenges ahead, NPR's Frank Langford reports.
GM executives once rejected bankruptcy as a death sentence for the company. Now they say it is providing a new lease on life. Bankruptcy allowed GM to shed tens of billions of dollars in debt, as well as weak divisions, such as Pontiac and Hummer. At a news conference in Detroit, GM CEO Fritz Henderson said a new streamlined company will now be able to focus on what really matters. The road ahead, though, won't be easy. The nation is still in recession, and the car market has yet to rebound. Competition between car companies remains intense. In addition to building more cars customers respond to, GM also has to fix its image, which took a beating after the government was forced to rescue it. Frank Langford, NPR News.
President Obama is scheduled to arrive shortly in the West African nation of Ghana. It's his first visit as president to sub-Saharan Africa. He'll give a speech tomorrow, and he's already received thousands of text messages from all over the continent. More from NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton in Accra.
White House media advisor Macon Phillips said President Obama wanted the text messages to be part of a continental African conversation.
What we can do is look at all of this response and find trends and sort of popular issues, and it gives us a better understanding of what people are thinking about. So there's much greater value than just the question and answer. It's yet another way for us to see what's happening on the ground.
The White House said there had been messages of support and criticism from more than 50 African countries. President Obama will answer a number of the texts sent in, which will be selected by journalists from Kenya, Senegal, and South Africa. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Democratic Senator Roland Burris of Illinois announced today that he will not seek election to a full term next year. Burris was appointed by former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to fill the seat vacated by President Obama. Burris said his decision not to run was prompted by economics.
In making this decision, I was called to choose between spending my time raising funds or spending my time raising issues for my state.
Burris is the only African-American senator. Senate Democratic leaders had originally vowed not to seat Burris because of concerns over the manner by which he was appointed to the seat. Burris had originally said he had spoken to only one Blagojevich associate about the Senate post, but later acknowledged other conversations. The House today gave overwhelming approval to a major boost in spending for veterans' health care. The measure gives a 12% increase in funding for veterans' medical services. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 38 points to 8145. This is NPR News. AIG is preparing to pay millions of dollars in executive bonuses and hopes to get the blessing of the federal government. A previous round of bonuses set off a national furor. The company has some $180 billion in government bailout money available. Some of the bonuses will go to employees of AIG's financial products unit, which was responsible for the company's near collapse. One person died of a goring today at the running of the bulls in the northern Spanish city of Pamplona, and three more were injured. Authorities are working to determine the nationality of the runner who was killed. It's the first fatality as a result of the run since 2003. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The bull's horn pierced the runner's shoulder and penetrated all the way into the lung and aorta. He was rushed to the hospital, where doctors were unable to resuscitate him. It was by far the most dangerous run of this year's festival, which had so far just left runners with bumps and bruises. But today's bulls were from the Jandia ranch, known for the ferocity of its herd. The name of the killer bull is Cappuccino, and Spanish press reports already speak of him with awe, noting that he injured other runners as well. This is the first fatal goring since 22-year-old American Matthew Tassio was killed in 1995. In 2003, a Spanish runner died after being trampled. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
The U.S. trade deficit fell to its lowest level in more than 9 years in May. Because of the weak economy, imports were down for the 10th straight month. Exports of U.S. products are also down, but those declines have been smaller. I'm Brian Naylor, NPR News in Washington.